We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
San Diego Padres, San Diego. Let's go!
For the second year in a row, my request to the marketing department of the San Diego Padres to play that song at Petco Park, every request has been ignored. Second year in a row.
Are you sure you're sending it to the right place?
I don't know. Maybe it was like back in college when you get the wrong number from a girl.
Yes.
Maybe that's what the Padres did to me. Okay, here's the email. Try that one.
Sure.
Oh, you know what? It must have been bounced to spam, John. Today is a great day. Today is a beautiful day. Downtown will be abuzz. The Padres home opener against division rival, the San Francisco Giants. And Tammy, do me a favor. What year is it?
It's 2024.
And that would be what kind of number? An even or an odd number?
That's an even number.
That is right. And that is good news for us.
Okay.
Tammy, I found this amazing stat yesterday.
Okay.
Manny Machado, our right now DH, but eventual returning to third base after his injury heals, has made the playoffs every even year of his career.
Okay.
I mean, that's just science right there, Tammy.
Sure.
2012.
Give it a bell.
2012, made the playoffs. 2013, missed. 2014, made. 15, missed. 16, made. You get the point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just right there. It's written in stone.
It's math.
In 2022, we almost went to the World Series.
Yes.
Thanks in good part to our third baseman, our leader, our Manny. Missed it last year. It's an even year.
Yes, it is.
We are going to the playoffs. Okay. In fact, I would start saving money for your playoff tickets right now.
Okay.
That's how positive I am.
All right.
That's how confident I am that the spirit of Mr. Siegler will reign through this team. Manny's history of making the playoffs in even years. I've got my super neat Padres vest on today. Everything is falling into place. And a wonderful pre-party before the home opener today.
We'd love you to join us, too. We're going to be at Altitude Sky Lounge. That's at the Marriott and the Gas Lamp. And we'll be there from 11 to 1. Not only getting ready for opening day, celebrating, having lunch, maybe a beverage or two. We also have an opportunity for you to win an autographed baseball and tickets to the Padres.
Now, speaking of tickets to the Padres, perhaps you don't have tickets to today's home opener. Many of you don't. A lot of you just go down to experience the atmosphere, maybe hear the roar of the crowd from outside Petco. Not going to happen at Altitude Sky Lounge because you can actually look down at Petco Park. Moral of the story is, if you don't have tickets to the game, you still can see the game in person in the atmosphere that you want to, Altitude Sky Lounge. So this is really the ultimate place to have a pre-party.
And you know, it's the first time I've been there, so I'm excited to experience this, and it's going to be just, I mean, the energy. I can already start feeling the energy, John.
Tammy, we like to say that we're so San Diego.
Yes.
I mean, how San Diego is that? Standing at a rooftop bar called Altitude Sky Lounge, right? Looking down at our beautiful city, the water, the bridge in the background of Coronado, and of course, the best baseball park in America, Petco Park. I mean, it all fits. I'm so excited.
So if you can, we'd love you to join us. 11 to 1, Altitude Sky Lounge, Marriott in the Gas Lamp. Thanks to Estrella Jalisco for helping us secure the autographed baseball and the future games for the Padres that you could walk away with. And we're just going to have a great time today.
Go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Call me a negative Ned, but I'm starting to think that Kelly Clarkson and I will not start a relationship.
Oh, well, first of all, you'd actually have to meet her first. That would have to happen.
Producer Jessica bragged up a pretty good game when I brought this up the first time.
We'll try again.
Nothing.
We'll try again.
No, because I've heard she's off, man. She's got this horrible deal with her ex-husband.
She's off dating.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant. Yes. She's doesn't want... Well, the quote was, I don't need any man doing anything for me. I mean,
right
and
now?
I can't blame her right now with what she's going through with her scumbag ex-husband. But
okay, that's a pretty harsh word. Listen.
Which one, scum or bag?
Both. Oh, okay. I mean, that's pretty harsh.
He hurt my Kelly.
Has he done some shady things? You bet. Does he seem like a big baby? Absolutely. But scumbag.
You know, I'm a nice guy. Kelly, I'm right here for you. And now I see on Kelly Clarkson's show, she's wooing over Garth Brooks, who's taken, by the way, Ms. Clarkson.
Uh-huh. Anyways, well, Garth sat down on the Kelly Clarkson show, and it kind of popped out about how he can be his own biggest fan. And before you think that that's arrogant, I want you to think about things that you do that you're proud of. If you're not a fan of it, how can you expect other people to be a fan of it? I think that sometimes people have a tendency to rip on themselves, and that's not fair, and that's not right. If you do something well, you should be proud.
But do you listen to your old stuff? Are always, you know?
Oh my God, I love me.
Yeah. I love, you're like, look at this jam I did in 91.
I can't believe I just said that. Me and you, I'm getting way too comfortable.
No, you know why, though? It's actually very beautiful because there are sometimes, I will say this, it's only because of the performance. There's some things I look back on, I'm like, I did good on that one. Like, I get proud, and I do listen to it. I am a lot of my listens on YouTube because sometimes you do get really proud of certain things you do.
Oh, sure.
And, oh my God, when we were kids in Oklahoma and Texas, it was our dream to get to accomplish this. So it's like,
amen.
You don't want to take advantage, you know, of that and just, like, really recognize the blessing. So I get that.
Yeah, maybe guys are luckier than girls, because girls are always harder on themselves, of course. But guys keep it kind of conversational, right? So you can listen to the old stuff, and the old stuff isn't singing as much as, just tell me the story.
And that abrupt vocal change right there is why people think Garth's a serial killer. It isn't really singing as much as tell me the story.
It started as a joke with comedians about Garth being a serial killer. And some people, I think, have taken it seriously. I think the majority of people who continue to post, where are the bodies, Garth, are in on the joke.
Okay, I hope you're right, Tammy. I hope you're right. Did it seem to you that Kelly Clarkson was, like, nervous? She's laughing a little too hard, talking a little too fast? I think she was, like, in awe of somebody who has to be one of her idols, Garth Brooks.
I imagine it's a tad intimidating, but I don't know. I don't know that she was. I don't know.
I always know when you're nervous with an artist, mm-hmm. like, for example, Garth, because you mm-hmm. worship him so much.
Yeah.
Because you, I wouldn't say too animated, but you're over animated. Everything's a little funnier. Your eyes are a little wilder. You talk a little faster. Much like I get stupid, you get more animated.
Okay.
When you're excited.
Okay.
And when you're, I don't want to say starstruck, but, you know.
You just want to try. You when want so just, hard to do the right thing and
right.
say the right thing.
When you're not just talking to somebody that you want to know about their music, because that's our job, but somebody that you've listened to most of your life and really, 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 really admire, almost love. Tammy also gets nervous when you do really well in the college. She starts talking very slowly.
I know. I have to focus.
Overthinking. So let's get you on, and maybe you'll win $100 of Tammy's money, but definitely you'll take your family to Legoland, a family four-pack to Legoland, California, just by playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on, give you five pop culture questions, and get you those Legoland tickets. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Pop quiz, Tammy. Besides my children and my family, what are the two things I love the most?
Baseball and red meat.
Not as specific as that.
Oh.
Baseball and food.
Oh, I see. So not quite that specific.
I mean, what trip to the ballpark would be complete without stuffing yourself? Because nothing as far as calories or carbs count when you're at a ballpark. Everything's just basically good for you,
that's
right?
That's why we have hot dogs and beer.
Well, there's a lot of other options at Petco Park, America's finest ballpark in America's finest city, and some new things. Producer Jessica is super pumped because South Park's beloved Bonafochette, the restaurant, is opening a Roman pizza slice shop at Petco Park. I've not had their pie before.
I see it almost every day. I drive by this place, and the pizza outside on their windows, holy crap.
Man, if you're drooling over a picture of pizza, you know it's good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything better in the world, by the way, than the smell of a pizzeria? I'm not talking about a takeout place. I'm talking about an actual sit-down with a family, checkered tablecloth, Parmesan cheese jar next to the red pepper jar, pizzeria smell. God, I love that smell.
We are so going to eat today.
Oh, man. I am super pumped because I love fried chicken and I love hot chicken. So excited about the San Diego's Finest Hot Chicken booth that's new at Petco Park this year. Super excited about the fact that you can get a gyro now with Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Mm. I do love myself a gyro.
Me too.
It's not just about hot dogs and beer. I mean, yeah, that's awesome. But man, think about watching that game, that gyro juice dripping down your arm, like kind of like a victory stream.
A victory stream.
I'm sorry, what was
a
that?
A victory stream.
I get
stream.
Into this a little too much. I don't even know what that means, quite frankly.
I don't either.
All I know is it's way too early to be this freaking hungry. Can the baseball game start already?
I don't know. I don't know if we'd want you to start victory streaming.
Yeah, don't victory stream.
All right, John. Let me work on that.
You can join us from 11 to 1 today, Altitude Sky Lounge at the Marriott in the Gas Lamp. Thanks to Estrella Jalisco, we are going to give an autographed baseball away. We're going to give tickets to future games away.
Hey, by the way, we've got some great tickets. We've got pairs of tickets to see the Cubs, pairs of tickets to see the Toronto Blue Jays, and a pair of tickets to see the Philadelphia Phillies. Some really good matchups there. It all goes down before the game today at Altitude Sky Lounge. And we can't stress this enough. The best part about this is come to the pre-party, whether you got tickets or not, because you can actually watch the game.
Mm-hmm. From the rooftop.
Yeah. How cool is that? How San Diego is that, man? Tell everybody. We'll see you today at the Altitude Sky Lounge atop the Marriott Gas Lamp Quarter as we get ready for our Padres baseball season that we hope we'll be talking about the rest of our lives in a great way. For a change. And one more thing, if you have to work or something lame like that, you know, responsibilities, adulting, you can catch every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan, which you can also listen to on your free Audacy app, AUDACY. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Ramona. Say good morning to Andrea. Hey, Andrea, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy Padres home opener.
Happy Padres home opener. Go Pods.
That's right. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
Tammy, can you step out for a few?
Absolutely.
Andrea, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, Andrea, all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says a reboot is in the works of this swashbuckling movie that starred Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley. What is the movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Alfonso Ribeiro will host the new wildlife series, Jack Hanna's Passport. Alfonso showed us how to dance the Carlton, playing Carlton, on what Will Smith sitcom?
I can't even think of the song.
The trailer is out for the next Bad Boys movie, Bad Boys Ride or Die, including this one. How many Bad Boys movies are there?
Four.
Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting the stores on April 17th as part of Lucasfilm's celebration of Star Wars Day on May the 4th. In The Empire Strikes Back, who is the legendary Jedi Master that trains Luke Skywalker?
Han Solo.
And finally, Keith Urban is joining the current season of The Voice as a mega mentor. Reba is a coach this year on The Voice. Tell me two of the three other coaches.
Well, I've never watched that show. I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tam back in then. Andrea, what's on the agenda today?
Oh, just work.
So what do you say we call you in sick and you hang out with Tam and me at the Altitude Sky Lounge for the Padres pre-party today from 11 to 1? Let's get your boss's number. Let's do that right now. You want to?
Yeah, that sounds like a much better day, actually.
Tammy, Andrea did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says a reboot is in the works of this swashbuckling movie that starred Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley. What is the movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
God, Bruckheimer's behind that. He's behind Top Gun. I mean, the money that guy must have. 1-1. Alfonso Ribeiro will host the new wildlife series, Jack Hanna's Passport. Alfonso showed us how to dance the Carlton, playing Carlton, on what Will Smith sitcom?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Andrea couldn't come up with it. 2-1, Tammy. The trailer is out for the next Bad Boys movie. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, including this one. How many Bad Boys movies are there?
Is that number 4?
It is. That's number 4. Confession, I've never seen a minute of any Bad Boys movies.
Me either.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I kind of thought you would be into that. 3-2, Andrea knew that. Tammy's Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th as part of Lucasfilm's celebration of Star Wars Day on May the 4th. In The Empire Strikes Back, who is the legendary Jedi Master that trains Luke Skywalker?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi was a Jedi Master, but he was killed in Star Wars, if you remember correctly.
Oh,
it
gotcha.
Would be, getting stronger you are. Uh-oh, Jessica.
That was so impressive.
Oh, I thought I made a mistake in my Star Wars facts.
No, you didn't. But that was a very good Yoda.
Thank you.
So impressed.
Well, not even my best skill, but we'll talk about that later. Andrea went with Han Solo, another good guess, but not correct. So still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Keith Urban is joining the current season of The Voice as a mega mentor. Reba is a coach this year on The Voice. Tell me two of the three other coaches.
Let's see. Who else is John Legend? And aren't Dan and Shay on there?
There you go. It's weird because Dan and Shay are like one judge. That they're counted as one coach.
Yes.
I have not seen the season of The Voice. Do they sit in each other's laps?
They have two chairs.
Okay, I don't know. Or Andrea did not know. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Andrea 2. Andrea, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money. That's the bad news. But the good news is you get a great prize for hanging with us.
4 tickets to discover Dino Valley, now opened at Legoland, California.
Yay, my little one's going to love it.
Wow, that's great, Andrea. We love hearing that. Have a great day at work. We appreciate you calling in. Unfortunately, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Andrea from Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You know, Tam, as excited as I am for today, the Padres home opener, as excited as I am, I need one final push. You know, I was sick earlier this week. Yeah. I need one final push to get me really, really excited. I wonder what it could possibly push me over the limit as far as excitement. What could it possibly be?
I know. Go ahead. I love it.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. So my name is Choche. Padre Churro Man.
Choche, the Churro Guy. That's what I needed, baby. Happy home opener, pal.
Happy home opener, my man.
Oh, Choche.
How you doing today?
How can we be doing any better? It's like Christmas, 4th of July, and Halloween all rolled into one, baby.
I appreciate that, my man. I feel the same way. I'm so excited for the home opener.
It's going to be electric downtown is what it's going to be.
Let's get our first win, baby. Come on. I think this year is going to be the year. I think we look good. I think the Padres fan base looks great. I think we're ready to go this year.
Choche, I have a question for you because you got the inside scoop. I have a feeling that this is a tighter-knit group than last year. And I believe the death of Mr. Siegler has gotten this team closer, focused the eyes on the prize. They got some of the ego, Soto, out of town. And I think this is a tighter-knit group is a positive thing for our Padres this year. Agree or disagree?
I 1,000% agree. I think we have more of an intimate team this year. I think last year showed us what we can get done. And I think this year is going to show us how, if we work closer together, we can get the job done. I really do believe. No more distractions.
And, you know, this is what's so great about this is I can't tell you how many female Padres fans or fans of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, come up to us and want to talk Padres baseball with John. It happened last weekend at our KSON Country Fest when a fan named Jessica, who is a huge Padres fan, you mentioned Soto. I can't repeat what she said about Soto.
Oh, yes.
And she was very happy that he was gone. I mean, it's crazy. Or Jan from Lakeside, who has been a fan since she could first start knowing what baseball was about. This is great.
I'm a good fan of Soto. We do share the same last name, but I'm happy and with his future endeavors. If it was the best for the team for him to go, then so be it. We have a championship to go get.
We have a championship to go get. Better words have never been spoken. And, of course, we expect nothing less from Churro Guy Choche.
Nothing less.
I'll tell you this, pal. Back to what you do. How are the churros going to taste this year?
I honestly think they're going to, so I'm going to add a little bit more salt. Don't tell nobody, to my churros to make them a little, sweet and salty.
Yeah.
I think this year might be the best churro selling year and the best tasting churros that I probably have ever done. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for this year.
Have you ever, John, had a glass of chocolate milk? If you put a little bit of salt in it, it makes it even sweeter and better. Mm-hmm.
I learned that from Modern Family.
Yeah.
I've never tried that. I will try that now.
All right, Choche, you've got work to do. You got churros to make. You got seasoning to take care of and whatever else you do. Oh, and of course, working on rolling your R's better.
Oh, my man, it's a daily practice. I wake up every morning, 10 minutes, start rolling my R's, look at myself in the mirror, and tell myself, go Padres, baby, let's go.
Well, let's get one of those practices out of the way right now. Go.
Oh.
Dude, you're the best.
You guys are the best.
What I want to know is how do you not get winded walking the stairs of Petco doing that as you walked? That's quite the workout. You must have abs of steel, Choche.
So I make music. So what I do is I practice a lot of my breathing techniques when I'm on the microphone, and I kind of taught myself how to walk and breathe at the same time while doing it. So I would say that's why I could roll my arms and walk around the stadium without much of a problem.
It's perfect. You didn't know, John, Choche was doing a 5K as we're doing this interview. You would have never known.
I never would have known that. He's amazing.
I'm pacing back and forth. That's how excited I am right now.
I have actually problems walking while breathing. So I'll tell you, Choche, the things I can learn from you. All right, Churro Guy, we'll see you at the ballpark. Go Pods.
Go Pods. Churro.
Need a laugh, and we guarantee a laugh. Check out a French bulldog.
His name is Walter.
And Walter knows the song, I'm Just Ken, from the Oscar-winning movie, Barbie.
You can check out this video on John and Tammy's Facebook page, but if you know Frenchies, you know they like to talk, and this one likes to sing.
I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be at. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blind fragility?
By the way, if you're listening to that and thinking, oh my God, that's the most talented bulldog I've ever heard in my life, that was actually Ryan Gosling performing as Ken.
At the Oscars, yes.
Here comes the French bulldog.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here.
Oh my God. I've never heard a dog make those noises before.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many videos of Frenchies, especially, that get so mouthy. And it totally sounds like they're talking.
Roger made a sound yesterday as he anticipated. He's so smart. As soon as I put on my walking pants, he knows exactly what we're going to do. He goes ballistic. In between his normal going ballistic, he made this noise that I've never, ever heard. And I looked at him, and I'm like, what was that, Raj? And he's like, I don't talk. I'm a dog. It was a weird, weird noise. He wasn't singing, though.
Yeah.
So someone hears that and says, my God, that sounds exactly like I'm Just Ken.
Sure.
And then puts, that's brilliant.
Besides Frenchies being kind of yappy, and bulldogs can be very yappy, huskies really have a way of mimicking and talking as well. And they'll say things that you're like, okay, I swear to God, he just said, I love you.
That's crazy.
You
know?
Yes.
Man, that's nuts.
It is crazy.
What's going on inside a dog's head?
I know. Again, you can see the whole video on John and Tammy's Facebook page.
I want to remind you to get to KSON.com and sign up for a chance to not only hang out on Lee Bryce's bus and listen to some of Lee Bryce's music, just you and Lee, at Boots in the Park next Saturday, but you'll also win a game of cornhole with Scotty McCreary. He'll then autograph the cornhole set, and you can take that baby home with you. Again, KSON.com. Here is Scotty McCreary, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
In just about 30 minutes, we have a major announcement.
Oh, cool.
That has nothing to do with John.
What does that mean?
You're not a part of this announcement whatsoever.
Is it a station announcement?
It is.
And I've got nothing to do with it?
Oh, we'll let you talk about it, but you're not going to have any part of it.
Can I ask a serious question?
Sure.
Is my name still involved in the show at all? Like, Blank and Tammy, San Diego's morning show?
No, John and Tammy,
so
San
how
Diego's
am I not involved in a station event?
It just has nothing to do with you.
So in a half hour or so, should I just, like, leave the room? Should I go to Altitude Sky Lounge early and start the Padres pre-party?
No. You can hang out. We can chat about the whole thing with you. You're just not going to be a part of it. That's
neato.
All.
Okay. I'll just sit back.
Hey, John.
What?
It means you don't have to work something. There's a positive for you.
You don't play that because that makes you sound lazy. And I'm not lazy.
I don't think you're lazy. Just you saw there's
when you dangle John, you won't have to work. That makes me sound lazy.
It does not. It means that maybe it's something you didn't want to do. I don't know. This you would probably want to be a part of, but you don't have to be.
Nor am I invited to be, apparently.
No, you could be invited, but we don't need you. How's that?
Wow, so much better.
You're perfectly welcome to come, but we don't need you.
And you wonder why I appear to be a bit neurotic sometimes. You can show up if you want to, but we don't need you.
We don't.
Well, I, along with the rest of you, I'm waiting with anticipation for a half hour from now to see what Tammy and producer Jessica have mixed up for us. That doesn't include me and doesn't need me. I cannot wait for therapy on Monday. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Jared in Oceanside. Good morning, pal.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing really well. Appreciate you asking. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Can you please leave, Tammy?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Jared, five pop culture questions for you. If you happen to get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. One rule, Jared, and that is all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Gotcha.
Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse welcomed their first child. Robert was Edward Cullen in what movie series?
I have no idea.
32 years ago this week, the original White Men Can't Jump was released, starring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Woody also played Woody, a bartender, on what legendary sitcom?
I wouldn't know.
Today is the Padres' home opener. We all know that. Of the following, who makes the most money on the Padres? Xander Bogaerts, Joe Musgrove, or Manny Machado?
Let's go with Musgrove.
Someone used AI to turn 29 celebrities into Muppets. What is the one-word name of the drummer in the Muppets band?
Kevin.
Kevin. Tammy's going to love that answer.
No,
and finally, 230 years ago, President George Washington authorized the creation of the Navy. As of today, the Army has the most active members of any military branch. Who has the second most, the Navy, Air Force, or Marines?
Let's go with Marines.
You sure you don't want to say Navy?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Jared, let's throw this proposition out to you. Blow off work today, if that's where you're going, and come hang out with us for the Padres pregame at the Altitude Sky Lounge Bar atop the Marriott Gaslamp. What do you say, 11 to 1?
As good as that sounds, my boss probably wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, and I think he probably likes getting paid.
It's a crazy little thing called work.
Yes.
Like, it gets in the way of everything. I tried to help Jared out, but Jared, I asked all the wrong questions to, and that is why he's batting 0 for 5 today.
Oh,
everything's
Jared.
Baseball for me this morning, in case you didn't notice.
Okay.
Timmy, Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse. That's so fun to say. Suki Waterhouse welcomed their first child. Robert was Edward Cullen in what movie series?
He was in, why did I suddenly blank out on the name of it? Not Skylight. Twilight.
Skylight. Their love was a forbidden love until the installation of their skylight. Wow. It's like a home improvement vampire thing. It's crazy, man. It's one to nothing. 32 years ago this week, the original White Men Can't Jump was released, starring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Woody also played Woody, a bartender on what legendary sitcom?
Cheers.
That is right. Jared could not tell me. 2-0, Tammy. Tammy, as we all know, today is the Padres' home opener. Of the following, who makes the most money on the Padres? Is it Xander Bogaerts, Joe Musgrove, or Manny Machado?
I'm going to go with Manny.
Our new second baseman moved from shortstop Xander Bogaerts better play pretty well this year as he is making $25,454,545 a year.
Okay.
Enjoy that work day, Jared. That is a lot.
Dig that knife in.
That is a ridiculous amount of money for a human being to make in a year. All right. Anyway, Jared went with Joe Musgrove, so it's still 2-0. Tammy, someone used AI to turn 29 celebrities into Muppets. What is the one word name of the drummer in the Muppets band?
Animal.
Animal is right. Jared went with Kevin.
I love that. Hold on.
I knew you would. I told him that you would. It's now 3-0, Tammy. And finally, 230 years ago, President George Washington authorized the creation of the Navy. As of today, the Army has the most active members of any military branch.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the second most, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marines?
I'm going to say the Navy.
The Navy is right. Now, I don't usually do this, but I felt bad for Jared because he didn't get anything right. I said, sure you don't want to say the Navy? Because Jared went with the Marines, which, by the way, is the smallest amount of members of all the four I just listed. Jared goes, no, I'm going to stick with my answer. Sorry, pal, I tried.
It's okay.
Okay. Don't say I'm not a giver. So today, Tammy wins by a score of 4-0. Jared, you're not going to get any of her money, but pretty sure you'll be cool with the prize that you are going to get, man.
4 tickets to Legoland California Resort, where you can discover Dino Valley.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Jared, have a good day at work, pal. Enjoy Legoland. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jared in Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm as excited as all you are to find out the big station event, the big station announcement that Tammy and producer Jessica are going to make, that, to quote Tammy, doesn't include me, and they don't need me.
No,
so I'm stepping back.
Well, I mean, we don't need you.
No. You said what you said, Tammy. Stand by it.
And the announcing part of it, we would certainly like you to be a part of and put your perspective in.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
But I think once you hear everything, John, you'll totally understand, because we are super excited to announce KSON's Leading Ladies Live.
Ah.
See?
It's very clear now. Mm-hmm. And I would like to make some comments, because I do enjoy ladies.
I know. So on May 10th, that's a Friday night leading into Mother's Day weekend. We are presenting
perfect.
KSON's Leading Ladies Live on the beach at Beach House, Belmont Park.
Oh, even better.
And first up, you fell in love with her during KSON's birthday bash, Cassie Ashton. Till this heart begins to break, I don't care if it takes me all night. I'm going to drive you out of my mind.
If you remember Cassie's performance at our KSON birthday bash, I don't want to put anybody down. I certainly hope he was not disrespected by this. I think she stole the show from Brett Young that night, and he was the headliner. Cassie Ashton rocked that night.
She did, and she's super funny, and people just fell in love with her. So many comments. I love her. I love her.
Yeah. This is cool. This is cool so far. What else do you ladies have going on?
Well, we have another KSON Country Fest alumni, and that would be Runaway June. I can drop my own change in the
Runaway June also opened up for Joe Nichols at our Music for Maui show last year.
We have the amazing duo Tiger Lily Gold. And it goes like 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila, 4. If I had a little sense, I would have stopped at 4. Instead of cursing your name on the
bathroom floor, swear to God I won't drink tequila no more. Look out, this amazing evening just got more amazinger. This is why they don't need me.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Sorry. Go on, ladies. I apologize.
Glad you proved our point.
Oh, my gosh. From American Idol, we have Hunter Girl. So before you say you're not good enough, that all your dreams are wish and dusty, call it quits, walk away and say you're through. What if it ain't about you? It's a great song, by
the way. I got to hand it to you, ladies. Mm-hmm. So far, you've whipped up quite the start to the Mother's Day weekend. Continue, ladies. Is there more? What's so funny?
Just,
Oh, do you want me to help out with this or not? I can clam up.
Yes, but you're just like you're becoming announcer man. Tell me, ladies, is there more? But wait, you're like one of those as seen on TV commercials.
I was trying to feel like more like the guy that narrates the showcase on Price is Right.
All right, and we have hot newcomer Annie Bosco. I'll be your neon, baby.
Wow. One show, all those fabulous ladies. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Ticket prices must be going for hundreds of dollars.
Again, with this as seen on TV guy. No, this is a very cool part of this. The tickets for this show are only $10.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
You shut your mouth. No, seriously.
I'm genuinely surprised by that.
Yes.
A $10 ticket?
$10 ticket.
All those acts? Mm-hmm. At the beach?
Yes.
Okay. Can I show up?
Yes, John, you can get tickets right now at KSON.com. It's really easy.
I'm going to buy a ticket to our own show. Perfect. This is how it is a ladies' world, and I'm just living in it.
KSON leading ladies live Friday, May 10th. That's Mother's Day weekend. So moms, get all your friends together and get out of the house. Leave the kids with dad. Go enjoy this show. Tickets on sale at KSON.com, and they're just $10.
That is sweet. How about this, though? As great as that ticket price is, what's greater? Free tickets. Let's give you the first opportunity to win tickets to this show. Oh, and it gets a little sweeter for you, ladies or gentlemen. We'll get you some meet and greets for all the artists as well. Boom. That just happened. Hope I'm not raining on your ladies' parade by announcing
that. See, you get to do something fun. There you go.
833-287-1037. Your caller 10. You're the first person in the world to get leading ladies live tickets and meet and greet for all the artists. Or you can go ahead and get your tickets right now at KSON.com. With John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Now here is one of our leading ladies live artists. Here's Cassie Ashton, Drive You Out of My Mind.
Big happenings today on KSON. Number one, we announced the leading ladies live show, Mother's Day weekend.
Right, five acts, $10, Cassie Ashton, Runaway June, Hunter Girl, Tiger Lily Gold, and Annie Bosco.
You heard right. All those acts, $10 a ticket. You can get your tickets right now at KSON.com. That's big thing number one. Big thing number two, come on.
We're getting ready to head off down to our opening day celebration.
Tammy, what a foolish thing to say, getting ready. I've been ready for 4 months for this day.
I meant like getting ready, like getting our stuff in a group here and getting ready to head on down to Altitude Sky Lounge at the Marriott in the Gaslamp Quarter. Thanks to Estrella Jalisco, will have an autographed baseball to give away and tickets to future Padres games to give away.
Yeah, Cubs games, Blue Jays games, and also the Phillies. So really good matchups as well.
11-1 today.
Even cooler about that is if you don't have a ticket to the game, you can still hang at Altitude Sky Bar and watch the game at Petco because you can literally look down on Petco Park.
That's super cool.
So cool. It's so San Diego.
Now, the third big thing. This is so exciting.
Breaking news. Today's the return to the airwaves of producer Jessica.
Been asking and begging.
Oh, have they?
Yes. After the shortest radio show in history last year that was 1 hour a day for one week only.
She's that I got. Here. 1 hour a day, 1 week only. It's wow. Producer it's
like,
Jessica.
Yeah, like a limited run.
I know.
In all seriousness, yes. Our midday host, Greg, is very sick. I think I gave him what I had earlier in the week.
Go, John.
Oh, I know, man. Well, we were all at the same place. I'm surprised you guys didn't get sick. But anyway, Greg's out sick today, so producer Jessica stepping up.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, well, enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go Pods! John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.